Ted Rawls' new book has a deliberately provocative title, The Anti-American Manifesto, and a message to match, a direct call for a political revolution.
It's a call to arms, literally a call to revolution. It's not one that I take lightly, and I know that this is kind of echoed by people on the right, but it's born of desperation and a desire to move forward and not just watch the country go down the toilet.
This is necessary, Rawl argues, to save the ideals on which the nation was first grounded.
If nothing is done, we'll eventually implode. The economy will collapse, and what will come next will not be pretty. It could be anything from a post-Soviet gangster state like they had in Russia in the 1990s. It could be warlordism. It could be a right-wing sort of Tea Party Christian fundamentalist thing. Who knows? But it's not likely that it'll be a system that's even as good as the broken system that we have today. So I'm arguing that the left needs to get it together and take over the government now in advance to prevent that from happening.
Rawl, best known as an outspoken political cartoonist as well as a reporter and opinion columnist, knows that advocating the overthrow of the entrenched political system is a radical stance. But he believes it's also entirely rational.
They're squandering billions of dollars on stupidity in Iraq and Afghanistan. Meanwhile, people are losing their jobs and their homes, and no one's lifting a finger to help them. I mean, it's actually insane. And people who are furious about it are rational. People who think it's okay are either part of the problem themselves or are irrational.
While Rawl is an unabashed leftist, he sees common cause for the people at both ends of the political spectrum in opposing a system that actually serves neither viewpoint.
Because of the fact that only 12% of eligible voters vote, we don't really know what the United States is. Is it a liberal country? Is it conservative? Is it something else? We don't really know. We're only going to find that out after the existing system is gone and we have that big national argument. I think that it's a big mistake for people on the left to demonize people on the right, and vice versa. There is a common interest here in starting from scratch.
As just one example, he points to the big bank bailouts.
From a right-wing perspective, it's a tremendous waste of money that drives the deficit higher, and that's absolutely true. And from a left-wing perspective, it's a giant corporate giveaway that doesn't help people who are really in trouble and need help. This is something that the American government has finally succeeded in uniting the left and the right. We all hate them.
Ultimately, Rawl is enough of a realist to hold little expectation that his call to arms will be heeded. But he feels that interjecting it into the public dialogue is still important.
I don't really truly expect people to take up arms, although that would be great. I just don't think it's going to happen, certainly not imminently. People aren't ready for that. But it's about creating the space in public dialogue, not necessarily just to move the dialogue to the left. It's really more for people to think outside of the two-party system.
And if, or when, that system does come crashing down, Rawl says he'll be able to look back and know that at least he issued a warning and an alternative. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.